The sound of hospital machinery during your holiday would normally signal the end of your trip, but in Thailand, it's a sign you've arrived at your destination. Largely driven by private hospitals, medical tourism in Thailand is booming and pushing other nations down the list. Bangkok's Bumrungrad International Hospital, Bangkok Hospital Group, and Samitivej Hospitals are leaders in their field.
If you're willing to travel and you have something serious you need to have dealt with, we are one of the top destinations for those kinds of things, like in cardiology, you know, heart operations, gastrointestinal issues. We get a lot out of South Asia, Middle East, Africa. Oncology, our cancer department is also very big.
At Bumrungrad International Hospital, some 1.1 million patients are treated every year, says Charles Wright, head of marketing at the hospital. 800,000 of those patients are from Asia, including Thailand. Out of the nearly 500 private hospitals in Thailand, around 40 are accredited by the Joint Commission International, which acts like a seal of approval as one of the world's leading non-profit patient safety organisations. The Mammoth Hospital has 27 specialty centres, 1,300 doctors, 1,000 nurses and 19 operating theatres. What makes it so appealing to foreign patients is the lower cost in medical care, around a third of cost in the US. This is mainly due to the lower staff salaries, yet Thai doctors can earn as much as 70% more than in public hospitals.
Our target is not primarily and only people from a socioeconomic upper class. We have a lot of middle class patients from all over the world that come here when they want the best care. Comparatively, India being the cheapest place in the world for healthcare. We actually receive more international patients at Bumrungrad than all of India's private hospitals combined. International patients.
Having specialists all on site means patients get seen quickly. Operations can be scheduled on day one, leaving them to enjoy the rest of their stay in Thailand. Outside Bangkok, and if culture is more your thing, a horde of historic and religious sites abound, including the infamous bridge over River Kwai in Kanchanaburi. Bridge 277 was built along a 415-kilometre railway between Thailand and Burma by the Empire of Japan in 1943 during World War II. The best way to see it is by taking a seat on the death railway itself. Subjected to forced labour, more than 100,000 prisoners of war died during its construction. Today, international tourists and locals find themselves sharing a bench on the train as the track is still used as a mode of transport between rural villages. It's a good opportunity to view the lush green scenery outside the open windows from the comfort of your seat. Efforts are being made to boost local tourism as well in places off the beaten track. Like at the Water Buffalo Conservation Centre, which is popular with local school groups and Thais holidaying in the region. Despite the soothing music, the oversized buffalo statues and sets of buffalo horns hanging over the entrance are a clear sign you've arrived at this centre that merges ecotourism with a sense of history that's quickly being lost. Seated in a large semicircle, a sandy plot makes up the rest of the circle. Different species of water buffaloes are presented to the crowd. With their huge horns, the width of outstretched arms, docile eyes and big moist nostrils, the buffaloes are a hit with the audience. Ung Dong Pa Kunchot is chief of his village, 350 kilometres away in northeast Thailand. He and his family have come especially to see these creatures in the flesh.
There are no more buffaloes in our village any longer. They have all been sold or slaughtered due to new farming techniques. There is no need for them. Preserving the remaining ones is important. My daughter has never seen a real one before. And when she was learning the alphabet, B is for buffalo, she didn't know what one was. She watched videos of buffaloes on YouTube and then wanted to come and see one in real life.
Thailand's rich agricultural heritage is another aspect of Thai culture worth discovering that offers an alternative to the island's beaches and temples. For RFI, Emmanuel Landais, Ekachanamburi, Thailand.